Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 46. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thank you so much once again for joining us. Sitting in with me, as he does each episode, is technical specialist Kenny Nicholson. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks, bud.
Hey, we're in at full gear. Players Championship last week. Everybody was Tiger of the field to start with, and everybody writes Tiger off, but he's there until the last day.
He is. I mean, he struggled on Sunday, but it was still a great tournament to watch. Henrik Stenson, what an incredible round of golf on Sunday at the TPC.
The guy's a player. I saw him a few years ago at the Tavistock Cup, and his claim to fame this year was undressing and hitting a shot at Doral, but this guy can play. He can move it out there, and he's got the short game, and he's got the all-around game. Maybe this is a breakthrough for him.
Yeah, it was, I think. I mean, here's a guy that struggled off the tee a few years ago and found his mark and started hitting the ball in play, and no bogeys, shoot 66 on Sunday at the TPC with a stellar field. And, man, it was incredible to watch. I still couldn't get that memory of, you know, a month or two ago when he had to hit that shot out of the water and got down to his skivvies. But good for him, man. It was a great tournament to watch, and the TPC was happy for him.
You know, normally most of our guests are along the lines of how can you hit it farther with this club? How can you hit it straighter with this club? How can I make more putts with this putter? But sometimes lost in the mix is training aids. How can I groove that swing so I can make those shots, hit those putts every time? And today we got a special guest.
Yeah, we do. We have Kate Whitney with Swing Right Golf with us, and couldn't be happy. She's actually in studio with us, which is pretty unique for us, but glad to have her here. And the Swing Right is a unique training aid in my mind. It has a clicking mechanism, and it helps, to me personally, it helps, one, get you a better golf swing, but two, it helps generate clubhead speed. And Kate, can you tell us a little bit about the company and how you guys got involved with it? I know you and your dad are involved with it, so.
Yep. We own it together. The Swing Right itself has actually been around since 1960, so it's one of the original training aids that's, you know, around today, still going strong. And we've owned the company for 13 years, and we now manufacture the Swing Right in Massachusetts, in Worcester, Massachusetts, actually. So it's all custom made in the U.S., and it's assembled in Boxford, Mass., and we ship out all over the world. So sales are going great.
That's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about what's the uniqueness that sets this product aside from any other training aids that are out on the market today?
I think the number one thing is that it's been around for 49 years. There's really nothing else out there that's been around that has such staying power like the Swing Right, which shows that it works, that people still use it and buy it and recommend it to their friends, and teachers are still using it today and want it for their new students. So something that has a testimonial like that, I mean, it works. You know, it doesn't just sit in the closet or, you know, isn't up on eBay. People aren't trying to get rid of it. And it's actually a couple different things all in one. So you don't need to buy something to help this, something to help that. You can just get one product, keep it in your bag, and it'll groove your swing, keep you, you know, get you warmed up in the winter months, you know, when you can't get out there.
Especially in Worcester.
Yeah, in Boston, definitely.
Well, talk about those things that the Swing Right helps. So I know it's not just overall swing speed, but it's also release point and some of the other things, right?
Yep. Release point, we mean impact. And impact is, you know, where the ball is. So you want that impact to explode right where the ball is. And this helps you by a click sound. So it tells you where your hands are releasing, where that sound happens. So if you cast the club and release early, you'll hear it click way early. If you release your hands after you already hit the ball, you'll hear it release way out there. So the whole idea is to groove your swing so that the click is happening where the imaginary ball would be. So you can, you know, use it on your own. It's immediate, a positive feedback that comes from using this. And then you just adjust it. There's 9 power settings. So you start at 9, and as you turn it down towards 1, you have to generate more clubhead speed to get that to release. So if you can get maximum clubhead speed as well as correct impact position, then that's where you're going to get your best golf swing from.
Yeah, it's hard to envision this while we're talking on the radio, but you can go to their website, swingright.com.
Swingright.com,
or we have it on our website as well. But it is one of the most unique training aids that I found. And Kate came here a couple of years ago, and I have, you know, my oldest daughter, Holly, was just getting involved with golf and stuff. And she said, hey, why don't you get her to try this? It would definitely help her learn the golf swing, especially while she's just starting out, get her in the correct swinging position and know where that impact zone is. And to this day, my daughter uses it, you know, before she goes to the driving range to practice. That's the first club she'll pull out of her bag, or if she's in a tournament or fixing to play, she'll get it out. And it just it's like a muscle memory to me, is it tells her where the impact zone is, make sure that she's basically releasing the club at the right point and not casting. Because a lot of times when you see somebody out there that's just starting, they try to swing so much with their shoulders and their arms, and they cast the club and they hit behind it and things like that. This tells them without a golf ball there whether or not they're releasing the club in the right spot. And it definitely, without a doubt, has immediate feedback. But also, even with our guys back here, our sales guys that demo every product that comes through here, they see immediate response. Most of them know how to swing and the correct position for it to be in, but helps generate club head speed because you can adjust this mechanism to where, in order for it to click or to release, you can adjust it to be stronger. So if you're, you know, hey, I'm on number 5 and I'm able to make it click every single time, let's go to number 6 and see what it takes in order to do that. And some of the testimonials that you have on your website are pretty incredible as well.
Yeah.
And
people love it.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't had a chance, one thing that's great is in the winter months, you know, when you don't have a chance to get outside and to use the product, you know, you can use this in the house, you can use it outdoors, just about anywhere. Now, does this particular product come with a training grip?
Yeah, there's a couple different models that are available. Left-hand, right-hand training grip, regular grip, a ladies grip, which is just a little bit thinner. And we also have a junior model as well, which is shorter. It's 29 inches instead of 34.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that model.
So, you know, so we can accommodate everybody. And so the training grip obviously is just an added aid, you know, in addition to everything else. But just gets the grip correct, whatever. You know,
it's one of those training days that you can keep in the bag. I mean, it doesn't take up a lot of room. There's no head on the shaft of the golf club. It's just a unique metal mechanism that has a release point in it, and it has a training grip on one end. So it's not something that's going to take up a lot of room. I see, I look at your website and things that you're out doing. You have a Facebook page as well where you travel around, meeting all kinds of fun people and stuff like that. Are you seeing success in broader markets as far as like PGA Tour, LPGA, or within other sporting industries or anything?
Yeah, definitely. We actually just got back from China. So we were out there for a golf show, which great feedback, you know, from there. We're all over the world with this product, and it's going great. And we just recently expanded into doing baseball, softball.
I saw that.
So,
you got this mechanism on the end of a baseball bat.
Yeah, it's the same idea. You know, if you can get that impact to be correct, you know, instead of late or early, and bat speed, there you go. So that's what's going to get
balls start jumping out of the park like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, these little League World Series are going to have to move the fences back a little bit.
Yeah.
Kate Whitney from Swing Right joining us. Kate, back when I was playing, this is years ago, probably even before video. All we had was the I don't know what you call it, the sequential pictures of your swing, and that's really all you had to go by.
Yes.
And they said hold your release.
Yep.
And the only thing you could think of is that picture of Ben Hogan, who was the ultimate in having that release back here and hanging on to it. And but there was nothing really to groove it other than just thinking about it.
Exactly. And it's also called maintaining the lag. So a lot of people might have heard that in their golf lessons and stuff. And that just means keeping that angle in your wrist until you want to release right at impact. So
I guess the fear with that is the fear that you're going to leave it right, correct? I mean, hit the ball out right because you're not going to get through
it. Exactly. But if you can get that turnover to happen right at the ball, then that's going to get, you know, maximum power. And like you said, the still pictures, you know, that's kind of all you had, you know, in a teacher saying, oh, that's where you release the club. But this actually allows the user to feel and to hear for themselves so they can, you know, work themselves with it. They don't need someone to point out to them what's happening. It's immediate for them to see on their
own. Yeah, if you see, you know, any of the guys that generate a lot of club head speed, especially on the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour for that matter, and if you look at any type of picture or sequential photos of guys, when their hands are at the bottom of the swing, where the club head is in relation to where their hands are, and that's where you talk about lag. The longer that you can keep the club up there and then play catch up per se, you're generating that much more club head speed. And, you know, this device, the swing right device, helps you know that you're not releasing the club after the impact zone, but actually at the impact zone. So it's unique over a lot of training aids where, you know, you hear it, you see it immediately, whether or not you're doing something wrong. I mean, you pick it up, you swing it, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm casting it. I'm, you know, the click's coming way before the impact, so I know I'm losing tons of club head speed there. Or if it's coming after, you know that you're definitely not creating as much club head speed
as you want. What I like about it is when you can get it into that click zone where it should be, then you can work on increasing club head speed by turning the dial to the right? And trying to get it to increase more.
Yeah, we play, you know, with our guys back here, we just play a little game, see who can get it to the lowest number and still not. What's funny is reducing it down from, you know, 9 is the easiest setting on the device, correct?
Correct.
And then moving it down from there and to see who can get it to the lowest number, but who can get it to the lowest number. And you realize that it's not how hard you swing that gets you to that next number, because you still have to stay in a fairly decent swinging position and not try to kill it. That's where you realize, you know, when you just overexert your muscles and you lose strength, you realize that the more fluid you are and the longer you keep that lag going, that's where you generate club head speed.
Okay, the website again is?
Swingright.com.
And the website to buy it, Kenny, is?
EdwinWattsGolf.com.
And you're going to be on the road just in a matter of minutes, right?
Yes, heading back to Boston. Yep, going.
Flew in from Boston this morning.
Flew in from Boston this morning and flying back to Boston. Yes.
Fly from Boston to Florida and get out in the same day.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. You get home, get to see the Red Sox, maybe the Celtics.
Yes.
That series keeps going.
Yes.
Kate Whitney from Swing Right Golf, thanks so much.
Yeah, Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure having you. You know, it's like we said in the beginning, Kenny, everybody's looking to hit the ball further with the types of clubs and the driver or make more putts or hit it closer with wedges. But sometimes what gets lost in it is swing path and muscle memory, and that's where your training aids come into play.
Yeah, they do. And anytime you have a training aid that, you know, helps you understand, you know, what the correct position and the correct swing is supposed to be, and also gives you the ability to help generate club head speed, I think it's a huge bonus. And the Swing Right training aid does exactly that. I mean, it helps get you in the correct swinging position so you know exactly where the impact zone is. And also by being able to adjust the clicking mechanism, you can help generate club head speed. So in essence, you're going to learn a better golf swing and hit the ball further. So that's something we're all looking for.
What are some other training devices that you see in your day-to-day here at Edwin Watts that sell quite a bit and are very popular?
The Momentus Swing Trainer is one that we also sell a lot of. It's a weighted golf club, and you can get it in either a driver or a 5-iron. And the whole golf club is weighted, not just the head of it. So what you find is it's very difficult to get the golf club off of the correct swing plane at the, you know, from the start all the way to the top and at the bottom. You know, the fun thing with that sometimes is to try to make an incorrect golf swing with it and see how difficult it is. So, you know, we talk about muscle memory and stuff. I think with using that product as well, it helps benefit creating the correct swing as well. And it's being weighted will obviously build strength and muscle and help you generate more club head speed as well. And the other thing that, you know, is not a training aid, but something that definitely helps with distance wise is stretching. Something I don't do enough of, you probably don't do enough of, but you know, guys on tour and guys that want to try to hit the ball further, they're doing an awful lot of stretching in the areas that they're supposed to stretch to create more, you know, twisting for the golf swing. And that generates more club head speed.
Back to the Momentus Swing Trainer, you can actually hit balls with that club, right?
Yeah, you sure can.
You can practice with it.
Yeah, absolutely you can. That's what's unique about it versus some other products that are out there that are training aids, is you can actually, you know, hit golf balls with it. And you know, it might not hit it as far as your normal driver is going to hit it, but you can actually hit golf balls. So one thing about training aids is, or even taking a practice swing. Look at Charles Barkley. With no golf ball there, it's very easy to take a correct golf swing. So as soon as you put that white golf ball down there, for some reason it creates fear and anxiety. And, you know, with the Momentus, you're able to see the golf ball down there and actually hit it and hopefully generate and create a better golf swing.
One more on training aids before we move on to some other things. But I've seen a putting training aid that encourages that, what do you want to call it, that inside-to-inside type stroke, taking it back inside and then finishing it inside versus straight. Is that correct?
We're seeing a lot of that as well. I mean, putting is the one part of your golf game that's actually free. You can go to the golf course, typically to any, you know, putting green at the golf course and practice for nothing. And that's where you're going to find the majority of your strokes are going to be gained and lost in the round of golf. So you can chip and putt anytime you want. But yeah, there's a training aid out there that helps you when you take the putter back to bring it on the inside, and then whenever you finish the putting stroke, it finishes on the inside as well, and it creates perfectly square putter at the impact zone. So it, you know, if you're struggling with your putter and you feel like your swing path of your putter is incorrect, that's a device that we're selling a lot of as well.
And the Scotty Cameron Detour putter had that same visual effect, right?
Yeah. We talked to Scotty about that, and that's what it was. It was a visual path line. So it helped people understand it when they took it back. The putter had to come inside just a little bit to create the correct putter stroke.
Kate had to catch a flight. It left us with a little more time. You want to go through a couple questions that you get?
Sure. I mean, I got a couple good questions we pulled out of the hat, so we might as well cover a couple of those and see what these guys have to say.
Sounds great. This one is from Evan Lee. He lives in Cedarville, Ohio. He says, "Hi, Kenny. Love the podcast. Been listening to it now for the past 5 months, and you've got me hooked. I wanted to get your opinion on an iron upgrade. I'm currently a 10 handicap, and I'm playing the McGregor M675 Musclebacks. I don't have a pro shop within a couple of hours from my house that has a variety of low handicap irons to hit. What set of irons do you suggest for an upgrade? I do have a natural draw ball flight, and I hit the M675s because my 2-6 irons have a touch of a hybrid in their design. They're easier to get the ball airborne. Appreciate your response, and I'm hooking my friends on the show." Thanks, Evan.
I mean, a 10 handicap player typically is a pretty good player. The M675 has muscle backs, but it also in the longer irons has, you know, it's kind of a fatter hybrid type golf club, which offers a low center of gravity to help get the ball airborne. And what you find with that, you know, medium type handicap player is he can play just about anything from that 7-8 iron down. You know, it's where you have your misses are from that 7-6 iron up, where the majority of everybody can use some help. And there are several irons that are out there. I mean, Nike has the new Tiger Woods Nike Victory Red split cavity. They don't have as much large sole as the M675 do, but they do have a low center of gravity to help get the ball airborne. Another thing you can always do is look at a split set. I mean, Ping offers the I-10 and the G-10, and look at the Ping I-10 for your, you know, 7-8 iron down, and then on the 6-5-4-3 iron, go with the G10, which offers a very low center of gravity and helps get the ball airborne. So there's a lot of different combinations you can use out there. The problem with him is not being able to demo those products. You know, I can sit here and suggest, hey, this is exactly what I would try to use, being in that type of handicap player or what have you. But sometimes you can special order a set. You know, just because you order something doesn't mean, hey, I have to go with the G10 irons and that's all I can get. You can get, you know, half of a set in I-10s, which offer very minimal offset, you know, a little bit thinner top line, a little bit more of a player's type club in those, what we call those scoring clubs, the 7-8-9 pitch and wedge, and then go with a traditional, like a G10 iron for those others where you definitely need some help. And you can do that with any set makeup out there, whether it be Callaway, whether it be Titleist, TaylorMade, Ping, you name it, we can order any set like that. So that's something that Evan might want to look at there.
Yeah, the tough thing for Evan, like you said, is just being able to hit those and get a good true read on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most difficult part. I mean, I can talk to Evan and tell him and say, hey, look, I've actually experimented with sets like this. And actually, the I-10 was one of – actually, it was the I-5. And I had the I-5 and the G-5 in part and loved it. You know, so it's just one of those things. I was able to experiment with it a little bit, but I can tell you from experience that it worked for me and it should work for him.
It's funny, back in the day, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, my cousin, who's a PGA pro, told me back then, he said, my ideal set of clubs would be my McGregor Forged short irons, my Cobra Muscleback middle irons, and Ping, what was it, the K1, K2 long irons. Yeah. And we laughed at that. But now it's a reality.
It's a reality. It's more commonplace. I mean, you get guys that know that they can mix sets up. A lot of people didn't know, hey, I can order half a set or what have you. But, yeah, you can mix and match however you want to. And, you know, some of the guys that are medium handicaps are great ball strikers. They're struggling off the tee or around the greens. But they want a scoring club and those shorter irons, and we can definitely do that.
And there are guys that have a – salad bar per se of hybrid clubs, right? Not necessarily all from one maker.
No, I'm one of those. I use a Sonar Tech in one and I use a Titleist in the other. So, I mean, everybody's a little bit different on what they like. Because you have one set of irons doesn't mean you have to have the woods and everything to go with it. I mean, the manufacturers like that, obviously, but, you know, it's what plays well to you. So experiment a little bit.
Well, Evan, thank you for your question. You left us your address here on your email, so you'll be getting that Golf Better podcast cap in the mail. If you don't listen in to this show, it'll be a surprise to you. It'll be like Christmas
guy.
Morning. There
lucky
you
guy.
Go. Kenny, we have another forged iron question. This is from James Roska. He writes, "Hi, Kenny. I just want to check on some of your forged irons. I recently got fitted at a Callaway store in Las Vegas, and after the fitting, the specs they suggested I started using were the X-22 irons with Royal Precision Rifle Steel 6.0 with a half-inch shorter in length. I want to know what other forged irons have similar specs of the face, lie angle, loft, offset, etc., of the X-22, either the Nike Victory Red, Mizuno MP Series, or Ping, or any other forged brands." That's his first question. And for the shaft, should I get the kind of shaft that come with the club, or is there some other type of shaft I should get, since I know not all other manufacturers have that same shaft? Which shafts would be similar? And I was asking the Ping store, and they were telling me that they have other types of shafts too. Lastly, if I go for another brand, should I get fitted again? Because he was fitted from Callaway with Callaway. Appreciate your response, Kenny. Thank you very much.
Yeah, typically a fitting is going to be good for just about any manufacturer for the most part, because the length you're going to go off of is standard, and the shaft the flex that you're going to go off is based off of swing speed. So you using a Royal Precision Rifle 6.0 shaft tells me that you have a very high swing speed. So probably generate quite a bit of club head speed there. The X-22 Tour, as far as what compares to that loft and lie, most loft and lies are going to be the same throughout the set. What it comes down to is aesthetics. What's going to look the same to that? Well, Callaway, you know, has a little bit shorter hosel on some of their golf clubs. So it's what's going to look good to you. Something that's similar to the X-22 Tour are going to be the Ping I-10 is going to be one of those. The TaylorMade Burner Tour Iron is going to be one of those. The Nike Victory Red split cavity or forged you might want to look at as well. Mizuno has several products out there that are going to be similar to that. It comes down to aesthetics and what looks good to you in a dress. I would definitely, if you're in an area that you can go see some of these, because that's what it's going to boil down to. But as far as the fitting is concerned, you definitely should be the same with just about any manufacturer out there as far as the length, lie, and what flex you're going to use. Your question about the shafts, we've talked numerous times about the shaft is the engine that drives the machine. Me, I like a rifle, a precision rifle, just like you flighted, and I use a 6.0. And it doesn't matter what iron I get, I always get that shaft and that iron because I know it works well for me. Every manufacturer offers different shafts. Now, with some, there might be a little bit of an upcharge for that particular shaft. With some of them, it's a stock shaft. But if that iron shaft performed well for you in that X-22 Tour, it should perform well for you in another iron as well. So, you can experiment there like we just talked about and try to see. But for the most part, I think you're probably fine on the shaft, the flex, and the length that you got fitted with.
When you mentioned upcharge, Kenny, on the shafts, you're not talking a lot of money, are you? Not like double the price of the club or anything, are you?
Generally speaking, in irons, you're looking at $5 to $12 a shaft is all. I mean, for something in a rifle, sometimes it's $5 a club upcharge. So for 8 clubs, it's $40 to get the shaft that you want and the shaft that works well for you. So just because the word custom or special order comes out doesn't mean that you're fixing to spend a lot of money. A lot of times we special order products here that don't cost the consumer any extra money. It's just because it's something that they might want a driver, you know, plus a half an inch or a set of irons. If you want a set of irons plus a half and 2 degrees upright, the majority of the time when we order that from the manufacturer, there's no additional charge for that. We're just special ordering it from them because they can build it from scratch and ship it direct to you, usually within 24 to 48 hours. You get your golf clubs, and they are custom made to fit you.
James, thank you so much for your question. You too, Evan. And if you're a first-time listener, Kenny, how can somebody like James and Evan submit a question?
It's easy. Just go on to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com. Click on the Golf Better icon on the left-hand side of the page. And when you land there, you can listen to all of our episodes as well as past episodes, and you can just click on the Ask Kenny button. All of those emails come direct to me, and I answer each and every one of those. And every now and then we'll pull some lucky questions out and answer them on the show. And these gentlemen right here are going to be getting the new Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast hats.
Kenny, thanks so much for joining me again. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and glad Kate was able to join us today before she had to catch her flight. That was exciting. I'm telling you right now, the swing right works. I mean, you can ask my 13-year-old daughter. We play around with them here all the time, but it definitely helped her.
Thank you, Kenny. And on behalf of everyone here at Edwin Watts Golf, thank you for listening. And join back in a couple weeks with a new episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everyone.